uphill. Pox went forward, one slow step after another. She felt a wave of vileness roll down from above. "Now I can tell," murmured Fair from behind her. "Don't move, Pox. I'll call—" But the ledge itself heaved and shuddered, lifting in stinking coils. Without thought, Pox flipped her first arrow into position, drew, and saw it fly across that short, sunlit space to shatter on rock-hard scales. She had the second arrow already knocked to the string. "Dusk, Drogdigs!" yelled Fair. This meant nothing to Pox. The menace, too large to conceive, reared above them, tree-tall, and yet the ledge still shifted, as if the stone itself were molting into a serpent. Pox breathed a quick prayer to Gerd, and loosed her second arrow at the underside of a lifted coil. It seemed to catch between two scales, but did not penetrate. She hardly noticed. Great waves of hatred and disgust rolled over her mind. She struggled to keep her eyes fixed on the thing, tried to fumble another arrow out of her quiver. Suddenly something slammed into her back and knocked her flat. "Dusk, Drogdigs, I told you!" Fair growled in her ear. "Stay down, human, this is elf work." Through the noise in her head, she yet managed to hear the other rangers, Giron shouting in Elvish, Tamar's higher voice rising like a storm wind's howl. She turned her head where she lay and saw Fair fitting an arrow to his bowstring. "Why can't I—" "Special arrow, you don't have these." Pox noticed now that the fletching looked like stone. The arrowhead certainly was a single piece of chipped crystal. Fair stood, drawing the bow. Above them more and more coils had risen, and the front of the creature was moving downslope to their left. He stepped forward, looking along the monster's length. She could not tell for what purpose, then shot quickly and threw himself down. The arrow flew true, and sank into the monster's scales as if they were cheese. As Pox watched, that coil seemed to stiffen, to return to the stone she had first seen. Already Fair had pulled out another of the special arrows. This time, he aimed for the next coil ahead of his first target. Again his aim was true, but the unbound coils of the monster's trailing end whipped and writhed, rolling down upon them. Before Pox could leap up to run, the trees they sheltered in were crushed, broken off like straws. Coils as heavy and hard as stone rolled over them.